This is Spence Denny on ABC Radio Adelaide.
We're very good at identifying waste from takeaway containers. And crockery and cutlery is probably a fairly loose description. That's not the case. You don't take your own crockery into a, or cutlery into a restaurant. However, the Greens today are going to introduce notice of legislation to protect businesses that allow you to bring in your own takeaway containers from liability. Robert Sims, good morning to you.
Good morning, Spence.
I'm just trying to come to grips with this. What does this actually mean?
Yeah, so at the moment, businesses can allow people to bring in a takeaway container if they want to. But the problem is a lot of businesses don't want to do that because they're liable if something goes wrong. So, for instance, if I bring my Tupperware into your restaurant and I haven't properly cleaned it and it's not really sterile, and I take it home and I get sick afterwards, or I don't properly store the container after I've eaten at your restaurant, I could say, well, the business is responsible. And that's why a lot of businesses are concerned and don't want to do this. And, you know, people might have tried to ask businesses why they won't accept takeaways before. So this is just a simple reform to amend the Act, making it very clear that actually it's the consumer that is responsible for what happens in that sense, rather than the business. And as a consequence, I think lots of businesses will get on board with this and be supportive, because it allows them, along with their customers, to reduce their waste.
What about the the reusable coffee cups? I mean, that's the one that I immediately thought of, Robert. And sort of in the COVID era, a lot of businesses won't refill coffee cups at the moment. Is that for the same reason?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's those sorts of issues. And really, what I'm saying, and the Greens' view is, well, look, really, we've got to trust people's common sense. And, you know, customers, if they're bringing in a container, their own container, they're going to make sure that it's clean and look after it afterwards, put it in the fridge and do all those sorts of things. And really, people want to reduce their waste. And it's just ridiculous to be living in a situation where we're seeing all of these single-use materials. Great that we've moved away from plastics, but we know that there's other things that are being used as a substitute now. And I think people will be really keen to see this change.
And there's no doubt that here in South Australia, we have really embraced the minimising of containers that just add to landfill. I think we've been very good at that with container deposit legislation and outlawing straws and things like that. What sort of support is there amongst your parliamentary colleagues for this concept?
Well, I've had some preliminary discussions with, you know, politicians from across the board, and there seems to be lots of support for this. I think people recognise that this is the next logical step. You know, now we're moving away from plastics. What comes next? And surely it's, you know, customers being able to bring their own containers into food restaurants. So what I'm going to be doing is introducing the bill this week, and then I want to bring it to a vote when Parliament comes back in October, and hopefully try and get it through both Houses of Parliament so that we can deal with it before the election. I don't know about your listeners, Spence, but I have a drawer full of Tupperware containers, so I'm very excited about the prospect of actually being able to use them, although none of the lids seem to match the containers, so I don't quite know what I've done wrong.
No, that's just a thing. Are they clean, Robert Sims?
They are clean. They're absolutely clean. In fact, many of them are unused based on my cooking skills.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Hey, look, it's an interesting concept. What about deli counters? So if you're buying something from a deli, and you know, often you might get a fried rice or something like that in a takeaway container, the ability to take your own container and use that.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And what it also opens up the opportunity for is businesses to say, well, look, we're going to give a discount to a customer that brings in their own container, which, you know, some do with coffee cups, for instance. So there's lots of exciting opportunities here. And I think small businesses will welcome it because it ensures that they're protected. And I think customers will welcome it too, because they'll be encouraged to do the right thing in terms of reducing their waste.